go ahead and start.
Just love you, Murray. Please. The moral of Zanim Bey is because I'm a psychic between the Velozer and the Chachomim. By Kino, if it's Osman Atari or Motu, Gemara's Matskona, we learn out everything from Mishkum Elim. And Machlokes, you learn out Mitzad Por of Ravo, Mitzad and Tilsu Shamo. Velozer says, Chayiv, Kesav Kol Soyev, Kinum have life, Tilsu Shamo, take out the Shamo from it, therefore you Chayiv in Atari, like it's Har Gomel. Masha Engain, the Chom would say, no, it's not part of Rovo, therefore it's going to be Mutter. How the Gemara is very clear, Maskana, by a parish, the Kulam was Isim in Atoro. So Kinz Machlaikis, Masha Engain, a parish, the Kulam was Osim in Atoro. First question is, what's the Chilu between a parish and between a Kino? What's the Nafkamina between the two? So the other one in the Bicker, second say, there was some Rishon over here, and also Nafka of Zayin, the Gemara that you based on Aleph, over there, Taisha brings down Machlaikis, what's a parish and what's a Kino? They bring down Taisus Marie Merlines that a case of a kino is something that's black and jumps, and a kino is something that crawls. Find out with the ik is that the way our Ben Tam goes, and Taisus over there, that a par is something that's black and jumps, mashing a kino is something that crawls. And the Mechaber that way, come out where we shouldn't go that way, and the Mechaber is very clear that way. The Mechaber Paskins, a case of a bugro. Bugro says in Mishabur, the case that it is a kino, is a parish that jumps and is black. In that case, you chai for it. Therefore, a parish. And that is a case that's black and jumps. You chayiv in a Torah, mashing in a kino, lice, something that crawls. That'll be lemaisa, will be mutter. That's the pashtus. There is a third sheet over here, the sheet of the Rambam examined by us, and the Ran and the Rajba and Daf Yabez. They're being down that the parshas Gemara is discussing is not our parshas, because our parshas lemaisa are come from offer. The Gemara's case is the part of Rava. Therefore, they want to say the parsha is different, and the Bialocha brings it down this Indian. However, La Locha is clear that we paskin that what does it get of a kino? We paskin mekadin. The case of a kino is something that crawls. Therefore, kino will be motor. Mash egin a parish is something that's black and jumps. That thing will also be an iser minatayul koladeus. Now, what you have to discuss side by kino, side by parish, is really four different questions. You have to discuss the iser mitzad hariga, killing it; mitzad seida, capturing it; mitzad muksa, mitzad burr. And burr. How can you take out kinim out of the kid's head? Those are four shallows the Paiskim discuss. Some are more before him and very clear among the Paiskim, some are more derech akav. But the Maisa, that's negeya, especially if you have children, it's very negeya these halachas, or older children. First, the shallow of Ariga, killing. Now, we discuss these four things, yes, discuss side by Kino and side by Parish. First, by killing Kinim. So, Alt killing it, again, Av Gemara says very clear, Avlod says Yechayiv, the Gemara Daf Yubei says, Beisham holds Yechayiv. However, Beisil Paskin is allowed to kill it, and that's how Rav Sheshis and others, and the Roy Bisham say allowed to kill. However, the Gemara Daf Yubei brings down Machlokes, the Tanakama versus Abishol, the Alocho. Now, show what it means. The Tanakama over there says a person can be Moilul, a person can squeeze it or rub with his fingers to lose its koyach, but mice is still alive. However, it says but you cannot kill it. And Abishol says you cannot be Moilul and you can also kill it. That's Machlokes Tanakama versus Abishol. What does the Machlokes mean? So Machlokes is showing them a few different Mahalchim among the Rishonim. The Rabban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they say very clearly it's going in the Fi Beishamai Shito. Holds another, kills even a case of Kinim. Therefore, it can't kill them, can't be Moilul them. That means Negertos, we don't pass the Beishamai. We all Kinim you're allowed to kill. So fine, the whole Machlokes Tanakama Abishol is not Negertos. This Rashi Shita, Rashi wants to say that Tanakama is Fi Beishil, Abishol is Fi Beishamai. However, what the Torah brings down from his father Rosh, the Be'etzem, no, this Machlokes Tanakama and Abishol is Machlokes in Beishil, that even though you're allowed to kill them, we make a Gzero of Kinim Otoporosh. You cannot kill Kinim Otoporosh. Abishol says you cannot even do Moil Otoporosh. And Tanakama says you cannot kill them Otoporosh. That's the Rosh. Kamal the Torah, and Torah says, even though we pass Kim and Torah, I'm not allowed to kill them, no problem, like kill Kinim. However, the Loch is, says the Torah, you cannot kill them, Gzera Otoporosh. That's how the Torah and the Mechaber passes away the Taz. The Bialoch over here, he brings down that, from Chaim Sanzer, that the Minigah Olam is Vimekel, and the Maisa we kill all Kinim. However, he ends up calling the Ali Rabba, the Yerushalayim Shri Machmer, and not kill Kinim, Gzera Kinim Otoporosh. So Pashas, again, it comes out, even though Parish is Meatoya and Kinim, Basil says Mutter, since the Gemara has a Tanakama and Abishol and make Gzera Otto Parish, and Mechaber says we have to be Machma make Gzera, and Mishmura says the Minik should be Meikel, however, Yeshmaim should be Machma and not kill Kinim Otto Parish. However, he says this Gzera has three limitations, which is very negayo. One limitation, he says, is that when you define kinim inside a kid's head, since it's not derech to have parish, it's not going to be gezer. That means find kinim in a kid's head, go kill it, even according to the Rosh. Even according to the Torah, there's no gezer over here. Why no gezer? It's not derech to have parish. There's no gezer of kinim ato parish. What's one limitation is a gezer. A second, not coming to the Mishbur being down from the Taz, is you find a kinim on the guf. Also, it's not shchiach to find kinim on the guf, that usually don't have them upon there, or not shchiach to have parish on the guf. Therefore, not gezer upon the guf. A third limitation is gezeira, and the Shabur brings down, if a derech mikra you found in your beged, you're not delousing the beged, and you're not being mechapes in the beged. Your derech mikra found in the beged, you also will not make a gezeira. So it comes out, the Shabur is paskening that even though we do make a gezeira, ul'chol apachas yishmar shi machmer to make a gezeira you cannot kill kinim. However, if it's in your head, or you found it in mikra in your beged, when you go for the mice, you're allowed to kill kinim. So it comes out, local ma'isa, we hold a lot of ikikal kill kinim, except certain times you make a gzeiro. And just to ask a kasha, the Elam likes asking, we discussed the sugya of chashmal, that why can't I put on chashmal on Shabbos? Why come along with Shalom, come along with Chaznish, it says, in a binim v'stira. Now why? Because you give chayim, give life to something, and you kill it, maimis l'chayim. So ma'isa, part of a rova, again, a kina, you let it kill. Why is not part of a rova? Now pashas, a kina, has more chias and life to it than electricity. It walks around and it crawls, and you're allowed to kill it. You're allowed to smash it. In fact, Shlomo Zalman, the Chazon Ish, wanted to have a seiser. You're turning off electricity, that's the mamash that's chayim to kill you, to miso. But killing a bug? Nah, that's not part of a rova. There's no chias over here. It's not choshev, it's not machshev anything. So yes, it's cash upon the Chaznish Lamais electricity. How in the world could kill a kinim as mutter, and Chaznish holds even as manenu as mutter, and yet your electricity is in the Mesoyser? Why should not be the Cholpachas nichl get the Mesoyser? He takes even a step further. Yes, even on himself. Every time you do Shechita, for example, Shechita on Yontiv is mutter. What happened to Mesoyser? Mesoyser. No, Shabbos Zalman isn't upon himself. Like, fine. Let's ask on me. What would they do with Chashmal? That's not Mesoyser. I'm killing on Yontiv. What happened to Mesoyser? So there's no head to Saiser for Erchel Nefesh. What happened to the case of Saiser? Well, it's a kasha, leave it as a kasha. How to answer this? Someone got asked last week, every time you do Shechita, why even this of Korea? I don't know, I'm not sure. You have no one at Korea, no one at Saiser. These are always to ask, why am I so you're not like these Yisur? The question is, when do you say that? And fine, that's when you have choice. That's very good. But my master, kinim is no malacha. Kinim, you don't answer. Shechita, the Shlomo Zalman saying your time to mask him. Fine, but that's but kinim, master, is only is a bomb kasher. Master, tell me even on Shlomo Zalman, he's also shver in chashmak because he holds also making a gramophone or giving it tzura to the chayim also chayim. So killing the tzura to the chayim will cause tzayser. So you call him Shlomo Zalman's vetter as a kasher. He just gives the chazanish. But that's mitzvah killing kinim al-maisa is mutter. What about killing a parish? So the maisa by killing more al-mas, killing a parish is also minatayro. That's the pashas, al-tatil shishama. Now again, we said they're on ban, they won't say our parish is not their parish, but the pashas, we, mechaba goes, the person go, the our parish is their parish, also minatayro. Now the question they do ask the maisa, why? Our parishes come from offer, they come from dirt, and therefore they're not from a zoch and a caver. Therefore, why chayv for parish from Natayah? As I expect to be showing them. That's the Maramokim. Why the Rabban of the Rashi says, no, our parish is not their parish. They have our parish to be mutter. How do you answer this question? Circle, soif. It comes from offer, so why in the world are you chayv for parish from Natayah? So one malach of the Be'alocha being down for the Rambam, how he explains the Rambam, since it has, when it give birth, they have now the koyach to be part of a rova, therefore, as a gedder being part of a rova, even though they came from offer. That's one malach the Be'alocha says. The second malach, which is coming bigger from the Iran, which says Sefron Lamelches, is has chias as if it came part of a rova. The same amount of chias to it. Now what that means, I'm not sure. But it's alive, just like a cow's alive, has a certain amount of chias, and usually a kin does not have a certain amount of chias, but parish has more chias as if it came from part of a rova, has a get as if it came from a zoch and a kevo. A third malach, the Levosh and the Graz brings it down at least with Siruf, is that the parish comes from offer. Mash Enkin kinim come from Zeyah. The truth is, where did all behemoths come from? So they bring on a pasuk that all behemoths came from Yemelakim Toitza Oretz, came out from the Oretz, came from Ofer. So all behemoths came from Ofer. So Echlami came from Ofer, still Yechai Miso for it. So even though it came from Ofer, Zekinim came from Zeya, that might not power over the difficult mutter on Shabbos. Masha Enkin, that Polish came from Offer, all Polish came from, all behemoths came from Offer. The Ifichaifim and Atayah. Fine, those are three different stories I say against Ramban. A Maisa comes out that Kinim is Maisa Yol's mutter, except for sometimes making Zeya. Masha Enkin, Polish is also in Atayah. The second thing discussed is what about the Issa Mitzad Seder Shavoy? So, by case of Polish, come along, even though the Pashtun Gemara is also, come along Tosfos and he writes of Zion. Let's say it's biting you, then you'll have to take it off for you. Let's shake it off first. If you can't shake it off, take it off. Why is Nichol the head to me some sound like Gozu, the words of Tosfos, or the words of the Rosh? It's like being Bimanasek, Mitzasek, Loishchenu, it's being Mitzasek, Umashim Tala Gozu, therefore that biting you'll have to take it off. Now, let's say it's inside your baguette. So the Taz and the Mishabura, they discuss if inside a baguette, Machalik Shushainim, what the loch is, you'll have to take it off or not. The Shaitin's Maskun is, Menochin Lahach Melchatchilo, Ve'ein Lumchos Biyad Makilim. Quant Machalikis, the Lachatchilo of a person should be Machmer. So it comes out, Be'ikah by Porsche, you cannot do a Maiset Seda, which will get to a Kasha, what's the Chilbzi in the case of Porsche, and Sifyot, which will be a Kasha. Masha Enke, except in the case when it's Mamash biting you. It's about to sting you. It's on you, even it didn't do it yet. Pasha's saying, yeah, but then you gain nothing taking it out. Pasha's means it's there. It says inside the baguette. Pasha's on you already is there. You see mosquito on you, you're like... What about say the bikinim? My sister's saying you like kill kinim. Allowed to say the bikinim, allowed to capture kinim. So the Pasha of the Sugi, the Gemara is saying a case, what, you're allowed to do a rig, you're allowed to kill it. Now how Pashas you kill Kinim is first you take them out of the kid's head, that's Seido, and then you snap them. And the Gemara says, in Daf Yabez, how soon Amoyo want to hear the snap of the Kinim, Maisa you try, they snap. So Maisa, the Pasha of the Sugi is saying, you're allowed to say to the Kinim. Now, where's this head of a Seido? Where's the Makar of a Seido? Bishloimer, Ariga's motor, why Ariga's motor? It's not Pavarova, not Natil Shama. Where the world is Makarva Hetiv Tzeidah? Where the Hetiv Mitzad Tzeidah Shabbat? So my person on Ban, that if you base him on Alf Derech Agiv, he writes, by Kinim, he says, no Issa Harika Utzeidah. Don't say why, but he writes, no Issa Tzeidah on Kinim. He says it. And the Shidu Ram brings it, he says, I'll tell you Pshat, it's a Pshat Asugyo. You know why? The whole reason why Tzeidah is also, by case of Enemini Nitzoid, is after Harika. Harika is Motor, Tzeidah is Motor. That's the whole Svara. The Baya, read the Tazbos, Sukkon Gimel, and Sukkon Dalet, says, why is any meaning needs it also? Exactly, don't mean it needs it. And the Peshulchan went that way also. So they obviously did not see the sheet of the Ran, and they did not go that way. Them is back straight, hadn't sent out Sugya, why is Tate Lamais the Motor? So, no, first you take it out, they're alive, then you snap them, right? They move around. Where do you see this head to say, though? Where do you see them in the Mishkan? And I'm thinking right another way, Shizuman does not say it there. Shizuman says the whole Tzabitzadik Zero. The Tildov of Maisi Yeshiv Kash also, he wants to say, he compares it to the Ramon Sifyo, the Ramon Sif Gimel, the Ramon says, when you have a big box, it's Mutu, can not give a Shchia Achas, and also it's Enim Minin Nisoid. So he says here also, since the Maisi, they're like, not Mechus, it's Seder, they go very slow, and they're not Minin Nisoid, so he's Semech upon their Ramon to say it's Mutu. Which Olam will jump on, the Ramal is talking about Ed Miskaven, here's a case of Miskaven, the Ramal case of Lenichle, here's a case of Nichle. So the Maisa, he has a Kashi, and Lechor is really wrapped in Ikra, how to even answer the question. Shlomo Zalman answers in Shulchan Shlomo Lishitosai. He says, you know what, it's slow. You know, Maisa say it's slow. Like, even though on Sif Beis, we'd say by some things of Chaylo or Zokin, or Chigur, it's only to do Abonon, because there, but the minute itself is quick, and the matzav is slow, but the whole time, minute slow, so the kinah itself, but etzim is slow, the mice says, it's mutter, because I'm even eating already. These kinim, you can get them, no problem, trust me. So the right, not jumping, first of all, because that's the parish. Kina, they crawl around. They crawl.
Why are they running?
What? It's a raya from the, not sure. He said that's his head too. The problem is, we know already that Yashiv argues and Pankinetsky argues. So the Maestro comes out, how in the world, what's the head to Mitzad Seidel? So B'chaim answers, he says, even though I say that something that's Eimer Venitza, there's no head to Dinder Abonon, that's only something, let's say a turtle, that the Be'etzim would want to run away from you, but it can't because it's too slow. If you give it time, it'll run away from you. It sees you coming, run away. Says Kinim Be'etzim, they'll never run away from you. Even they see you, those go in circles. They're not something that Be'etzim, you gave them time, give them much time in the world, they can stay in the head. Therefore, they're always going to be there. Therefore, it's not nichol. Therefore, even he says it's nichol to get of oimer v'nitzot. The only reason it says of chayim being machmari, the answer what's coming between a turtle and between kinim. He says because turtle better than the slope, but if they could run away, they would. Kinim better, they won't even run away. Therefore, it's kinim white barchim shabon lifu. They don't run away when you try to capture them. When I try to capture, they run away. I think there's some. They're running. They always run. Now they're running away. That's what he said. The side is. So that's called the swear white. The mice said, "This muta by kinim." The Gemara did not. We did not see this heter by kinim in that case of part of a rabba. Let's say. Why not? You want to say this to be the same thing? Diving to the Mishkan. It's the same kasha. The mice see the sheet running all the way to the dove. They're not answering this kasha this way. Not answering that. What? Yeah, all the two of them are saying. All this, but no one said it says. What's it? Not part of Rava? I'm not sure. He's saying the side. Good spot. He's saying the holy side in the Tfilas of Shama. Part of Rava is no chiyus shavoy. Say the way see this side. They need a chiyus. You see, you can't capture it. It gets involved another shallow. Let's say they discuss a shallow. Guy has a suitcase in the river that's flowing down the river. It takes a net and captures a suitcase. Is in it's a on the suitcase. You're laughing. The Rosh Hashavis says, I bring you right, I think Mark of Zayin of a base, but his right from case of, he says, why? Because Mark is discussing the Napa Rova by Kenan. Now that's from until Shoma, he brings you right the case of Tzedo. You have no what his right is. The Meister doesn't want Taino. Maybe this, the May Menachem, May Tal, he wants to make him a Halusha Bavi and Shalmi, but he has long shiggles about it. That's the Meister, where is him? Falkim says there's no Tzedo on suitcases, but the Shalom is where is him? Maybe there is Tzedo on Napa Lachai. According to you, it's not with a Shalom, right? Because, interesting Shiloh. Fine. The third thing you have to discuss between the kin and the parish. What about the malachim mitzah muksa shavoy? Get to it. Take them out. Mitzad ariga kinim is mutter and the parish also mitzad seder. The loch is by kinim mice again will be mutter. Mashe kin by parish mice will be also. But what about the case of muksa? So the mice you take it off your hand when it's biting you. What's the heter? So Rosh is kasha. By says it brings it down. It says because just like the loch is by kates. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that the Rabbim is very dangerous and they cause people to get damaged. It also is about to bite you, even though your case of a yachla is going to damage you, hurt you. Therefore, it's nichol lehetar of kodesh Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's what the Beis Yosef Rosh brings down. Therefore, there's no issim mitzah muksa by the case of a parish. Maisa is very good for a parish, but maisa kinim is even with not binding you, even on the floor. Maisa, we see no limitation. L'chol pick them up and kill them. What happened to mitzah muksa? L'chol is by mitzah muksa shavoy. So it comes along the Tila Dovid, the Esses Kasher, said he cannot answer mitzat kites, even though the Loch of Ruach does want to answer, be a Loch wants to answer that. He said he cannot answer a case of kites. He says, what's a heter? It's a graf shal re'i. It's disgusting, it's meals. And since it's meals, therefore they have a heter mitzat mokshu shabai. That's what the Tila Dovid, Minchashabbos brings down. Before you have two kashers on that. One is the Rosh is Porish, what's a heter mitzat Porish? The answer is what? Kites. Why did you say graf? Before he didn't say graf, Alamai. I'm like, tell me what, Parish is less mias than a case of a kino? Parish is the same level. Voy, the Mitchas Pasim is a kasha, the Mishabur brings down from the Mogan Avram, and let's say you have a coat with you have a kinim inside. He says, if you're taking out the kino with your hand, make sure you don't do it. Why else you'd be a psik ratio, Mitzad Goizes, ripping out the hair from your coat, from the wall, Alts Goizes. In fact, the Minchas Pasim, what do you mean? Just don't wear the coat. There's no heter, and therefore you're doing a heter muksa. You're moving muksa, graf shari, who has to wear the coat? That's the kasha in the Tila Dovin. I asked the Maestro, what's the heter mitzad muksa? So, Chaim and Chodeshani, Kedarka, the Gov Mahal, for the Chaznish, by the Loch of Muksa, and always, that they discuss what's the heter of cleaning your shirt from any lint, taking it off. They said, that's not moving muksa, that's cleaning a shirt. How you can clean a plate from the cells on top of it? That's not moving muksa, that's cleaning a plate. What the avona behind that idea is very hard to understand. We'll have to get the sugya muksa. But the way you see numerous times in the Chaznish, where he defines actions, you have to define what you're doing. It's not moving muksa, I'm doing something else. It's not called muksa. Fine, so Maisa, kinim is it had to mitzah muksa. Maisa, why is it mutter? I'm not sure. Tiladov does not seem to go this way when that's graf shuri. So I feel the Maisa, why is it mutter? Because no problem, mitzah muksa. Mitzah borer, the Maisa, the it's a good shiloh. What happened? Mitzat Borer. Also, Mitzat Muksa. Might should be a Shabbos by Mitzorachin. Why is not Muksa? But Mitzat Borer. Also, the Chutshani says, no, it's Mitzat Borer. Shlom Mazalmadech Agav and Mitzchashloim and Chalik Avi also mentioned no problem Mitzat Borer, Chaim Kineski. Also, they say interesting words. They just compare again to cleaning a plate. You want to say, why not clean a plate? I eat Borer. No, it's not. You mean beggars, that's not nichlam get a barer. They don't answer straight up the swear why it's not nichlam barer, but my is not barer. It's fine, it's not barer, it's not muksa. Why? I guess maybe I'll borrow muksa bet, understand why? Those are not a problem. Maisa also killing maisa by kina's motor, and by tzed also killing maisa's motor. Now, mitzvah wise, let's say you want to take out the kina from the kid's head. What exactly should you do? Come on, the place can say to use your special combs. So use your special combs includes a psikration mitzad goyses. You can rip out hairs. Therefore, if it's a psikration, it's also. Therefore, you should do it in a case that slow won't be a psikration. Now, mimoto, otherwise, there will be a problem with grazes, shemoy. However, they say, let's say it's a tsar gadol, and the kid is scratching his head, he's going crazy. Not that the parents are going crazy from the kid scratching his head. They don't see it, because usually the kids don't mind. They're used to it already. But the parents, though, they're like, it bothers the parents. So my son, then the parents cannot use a comb. My son, let's say, kid has tsar gadol from it, they want taino. Said, I'm segregation, I'm nichle, I'm tsar gadol. Therefore, the nishma shabbos one taino, you can even use these combs. Now, to remove it with your hands, my snap segregation, you're allowed to take out with your hands. However, they're kind of, what about removing the nits from your hands? The nits are the eggs that the lice that the lice lay. And the Matthias says the way how they lay the lice, first of all, they do it close to the scalp as possible because they get the nourishment from the zeya of the head. The way how they do it, they glue themselves onto the hair. They glue on, the mamash like cement. And it's extremely hard to get off unless you rip off the hair. Therefore, to take it off the hair, the nits, is kamad psikration. Therefore, the Sheva Kossi says, take the nits off on Shabbos Chor also. Now, to squash maybe the nits with a special, these brushes, probably not squash them. But the mice take off the nits, partially you deal with the issue of grazes. And Lachor, that's not bothering anybody right now. Maybe tomorrow when it hatches, it's bothering a person. Therefore, Lachor won't be any head to him inside the fire. And therefore, Lachor, you cannot take off the nits on Shabbos. Now, just what's nichol together of kinim, making afkamino? Kinim mice is a case of zeya, that's very clear. Now, when do you have a hetter by zeya? The bialocha has two times. You want to say maybe all zeya is not part of a rova, therefore it's motor. Or maybe daka by zeya of kinim is motor, mitzad miyususa, we matu lagami. That means, let's say it's not miyus, it won't be a hetter. So even though kinim are not part of a rova, bialocha is masubik, if it's a hetter across the board, something that's not part of a rova, or daka is something that's not miyus. That's one case. Another case, which we will discuss, the case of offer. It's offer nichol lehetim mitzad kino. So again, the Ramban, the Rashi say, yeah. The Maisa, the Mishavua goes like the Poishkim, like El Rabbi says, chilul hakol nichol get of a deraisa. Something comes from glolim, from a dung or peris that dried out. Mishavua brings down for the Ramban is nichol get of derabbanon. So it comes out what nichol lehet of kinim by case of offer. Mishavua says deraisa. A case of glolim, he says derabbanon. Case of zeya, he says it could be mutlagami. It's only in the case of when it's mias. What's the nafkamino? They discuss when you have telotim worms in a pita bas of a child. We'll say it in English, you have worms inside a kid's backside. So it happens that kids have it. Nichol, what gedder is a nichol? Is nichol a gedder of kinim? And therefore, be motim, makam tsar. Which one is it? Is it offer? Is it zeya? Was it glolim? So where the Urcha Shabbos goes, he wants to tie the nichol a gedder of glolim. Comes to the pita bas, we give it a gedder of glolim. Fine, the ishlodim, why? But he gives it a gedder of glolim. Therefore, he wants to tie the chorot's motor. Isaac still nichol get of drabonon. He says aim is kavin lochol shen tigul gufoi. A kid nichol get of chalushayim basakona. Cause him a lot of tzaris nichol lehetta of a shar balechayim. And every time he can take out the tulum. And when take out tulum, he deals with two problems. One mitzad seido, one mitzad til shushama. The ma'ase he's makel take them out, put them down, and there won't be a problem. Now Zilbashim said tzarchim, but the swarm chodeshani and others they won't be makel on the case of taking tulum out of a kid's pitabas. Fine, that's in mitzvah the sugya shavoy. Come on, the place can say, what about kinim is manenu? If we have the sugya, kinim is, in those days, it's not part of a rava. As far as we know, our kinim are not spontaneous generation. Since Louis Pasteur came along in the 1600s, already proved already that all our things are part of a rava, they have a zach and a kever to it. And therefore, why in the world do we have a heter, maisa, our bugs, our kinim, maisa, do come from a zach and a kever, and who are killing them on Shabbos, dealing with Issa Deraisa. Dealing with Issa Deraisa. I don't know the facts, but they come from parents. And Maisa, so the Chodeshani brings this down, these Mesupik, does Alocha change or not? Does Alocha change? So, there are two reasons why numerous Swam won't be Mekel. This shall already discussed a few hundred years ago, the Pachad Yitzchak, 200 years ago discussed it, brings down the Yitzchak Briel wants to be Mekel. And the Chaznish and the Mechav Leo and others want time to be Mekel. There are coming with two reasons why they want to be Mekel. One is the Chaznish that's brought down, they want to tie a true them right now, they're part of Rava. the Kamav Zach and the Kamav. But maybe they also don't come from a Zach and the Kamav. Can you prove the ones in front of you came from parents? You can say whatever you want from a scientist, but the ones in front of you maybe didn't come. Because I'll say Lada Kili, Lada Kili. Oh, so the problem was one child Mitzad Sovik Deraisa. Second is, Maisa, anyone can test you. You want to take your kid, like, keep away from other kids for a week. You won't get lice from next to a kid. You know, it's coming from somewhere. It's very clear. Maisa, I'm not sure what the Chanish, but he says, Maisa, you cannot prove that they're coming from things that are dafka for every level. You can never prove that, which is true. You can never prove that. I'm not sure why it's not Sovik Deraisa. The main spot they go with, they're coming from the Mikhtav Elio, is that what defines something that's considered as if it came from this world that's a part of a rubble? For example, we drink water, the water in it, it's a stroll, that even though every water has bugs inside of it, with mice, it's not nickel iron, since it's not nickel iron, and therefore it's not a get of as if you're eating bugs. I eat slurim, it's short, so mice is mortar. Loin little toilet malcha sharis. Therefore, they want to tie up by these eggs, when you lay the eggs, what happens? The eggs that come to the world, they're not nicker. Therefore, when they start growing bigger, they get bigger, and then they hatch. You know, the nits are nicker, and they hatch. Where'd it come from? It looks like it came from the Zayah. Once it looks like it came from the Zayah, therefore, mitzad us, negate to us, we have to deal with what we see with our eyes. We don't deal with the microscopes, we deal with our eyes. Mitzad our negate halacha has the get of not being part of a rubble. Negate, it's not as if it was part of a rubble. Fine. That's what they want to tie in. Now, just one problem is, you have to know that's true or not, because mice, we do see nits. They want to say the nits were, when they laid the nits were hatched, or laid, they're not nickel iron. If that's so, the Gemara says Beit Sakinim. The Gemara discussed it was the case of Beit Sakinim. What's the problem? Beit Sakinim is after it came bigger. The Gemara is against this whole Mahalach. The Gemara is saying that Beit Sakinim, what's the case? It must be a different min. Why a different min? Maybe Echami, they had eggs. Was small, wasn't nickel iron. Then it came big, wasn't nickel iron. That's it, Beit Sakinim. The Gemara sounds like Kinim never had Beit Sakinim to it. The Gemara is mamash against his Mahalach. Even the Mahalach, the Belsky wants to tie up that even though Chu came from Zach and the Kaver, but the way how they develop, the Metzias says the reason why they stick to your head, they need, and as close to your head as possible, they need the Zaya to the nourishment, and then they can hatch. If you take the egg off and put it down, they won't hatch. Metzias, they won't hatch. Why? Because they need the Zaya for the nourishment. They need the sweat of your head. Therefore, no, instead of Belsky wants to tie it, since you need the sweat of your head, therefore it's if it came from Isaiah. Even though it came from parents also, but it also came from Isaiah. But again, look what the Gemara says, there's no such thing as basis Kenan. Not sure what to do with the Gemara. Well, that's therefore the newest Paiskim on the street. You'll see 15 Paiskim, the Maisa, Makel, but my name is Lanakil Kenan, Chenog, Habim Neodom. Atal Hasheni, the Pachadiska himself, 200 years ago, the Mansi, he says, Yabi Chosh, be Machmer. And the Torah Shabbos, 100 years ago, he said you have to be machmer. And the being down of Yashiv, the Chatchila person should be machmer. And those are Taino, Shevakasi, you should be machmer. You're dealing with Issa Deraiso. Oh, so, two Svaris want Taino. Right, they want to say, either want to say maybe the Chazal not know the Metzias, and therefore you only have to deal with the facts they knew. Well, even they did know the Metzias, and they had different Metzias, maybe ours are different. The you have no way to prove that our kingdom or their kingdom. Can zayn. Depends how you say it over. Fine. So my says, Machloki, the place can be Maneinu if you like to kill Kinim, and not for those who are Mekel. As far as I understand, the Matthias wise, it's very simple what to do. Lacha. My says, Machloki, the place can wave on Mekel, mask him. And you can tell me it's a Lacha Shein Tzuch Lugufoy when you kill it, and you can tell me it's enemy Nitzoid Mitzad Seidu Shavoy. But my says, very simple. You just take it out, put it down, or they're not going to get back. You know, we'll throw it out the window, they're not coming back. So, of course, it's a very simple way just not to get involved inside the Issa Derais of killing it. This is a very simple way, unless your Choshes will come back. Fine. That's inside the Sugyon Tzif test. Sugyon Tzif Yud. The Gemara, Dav Kuf Chav Alpha and Beis. The mission over there discusses you have an Akroiv, you have a scorpion. The mission says very clearly, the Tanakhama says you can take a Kli and cover the Akroiv. No issim mitzad seder shavoy. Come on, the Gemara discuss the case of a riga of killing. The machlik shabshua man levi, or the Gemara issim kash shabshua man levi says, kol mazikim. If you want, you can go kill it. Mashik in the Brisa says, dafka the hay mazikim. Come on, the Gemara says, depends if it's rots or not rots. Now, Tosfos has his malach, and 5 Rishonim go like Tosfos. We'll go like Rashi, the place came 25 Rishonim go like Rashi. Then the machalik, there are 3 different levels over here. What halacha is, chilip between rots and not rots. In the case stam all Baal Chai, the way Rashi stands again, the locker we go, that all Baal Chai, if they're running after you, Lamaisa, they're running after you to bite you, you're allowed to kill it. You're allowed to smash it, kill it, no problem. So Malacha changes you, Lagufoy. that Shimon, the Maaseh says, no problem, you're allowed to kill it. If it's not running after you, or Bal Chai, what's halacha? Mesiach lefi tumoy. Not Mesiach. Lefi tumoy, the Maaseh is motor. That's when it's not running. Now, a Bal Chai, that's Noishich Umeimis, these five, the things that Maaseh kill you, these five, even if they're not running after you, you're allowed to kill it. So it comes out, the way Rashi the Mechaber goes, halacha lefi of Shimon, that all Bal Chayim, you're allowed to kill, they're running after you, and they're not running after you, lefi tumoy. And those who are maimis, when they bite you, they kill you. Even that running after you, it's a mitzvah for you to kill it. Those are three levels. A fourth thing, the Mishmur and the Eliyabo and Batman before Shemishna, the Mishnah says not only by mitzvah riga shavoy, but also tzeder, allowed to cover it. Even that lefi tumoy. You have one of these bal chai that's running around that are whether running after you, not running after you. Take it clean and go cover it. You have a mouse, go take it clean and cover it. No problem. Now, come along to the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes in Siv Zayin, this halacha is also brought down in Siv Zayin. He said, this heter of Tzeda, the Mishnah, the Kli on top of an Akvar, top of a scorpion, is dafka when you capture it, when it's not the derech to capture that way. Usually a person sets a trap. They set a trap that's also, because a person thinks you're doing it for the Basar, for the Ar. Therefore, the Mishnah, dafka taking a Kli and covering it, that's not a problem. Why? Because that's not the derech of capturing it. So even though the Mishnah says capturing is mutter, tzeda is mutter by all Bal Chaim, that's dafka when you're not doing it, when it's nikkur, you're not doing it for the Basar, that's nikkur, you're not doing it for the Or. Now if that's so, Rabbi Yat wants to tie in a sefer, that's dafka, this whole issue you have to make it nikkur, is dafka when it's minin nitzoid. When it's not minin nitzoid, even though it's not doing it for the Basar, not for the Or. Which l'chura, if that's so, l'chura the Mishnah's case of a scorpion, l'chura is not minin nitzoid pashtis. He ends off with the chur that cannot be semich upon it. Pashtun Mishnah also sounds like cannot be semich upon it. Saiba min nitzad, saiba inim min nitzad. You have to do it in a way that's not the derech to capture it. Now, this is Sif Yud. Now, the very important halacha in Simon Shinchov Ches and Sif Mem Hei, discuss over there. The Mechaber says the first thing you make a lachash to do a lachash in English, on a nachash, to make it not move and then it can capture it. That's really oimim v'nitzad. The lachash is.
Spells,
shouldn't move. So, effectively, the Al Rabba, Tayyid Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah, and Lamaisa, you're allowed to capture Tzamazoyid, so it was one of the Bal Chaim. And Lamaisa capturing Tzeda's Maisa's Mutter. So, come look at the Mishnah Berurah and says that even though Tzeda's Mutter, he says a limitation. It's only when sometimes runs after you, some of the things run after you. But let's say it never runs after you, then either won't be a Heter Tzeda. A scorpion sometimes does, sometimes it doesn't. A rat sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But let's say it never does, won't have a Heter. Won't have a Heter. Kenzan right to this maybe is all akbars or all mice they run around your house. They don't run after you. They don't chase you. They don't bite you. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of human beings. Mice tzeidah l'chor should be mutter. Why don't you capture? Put a kli over it. Mishmur says you can't set a trap. Set a trap that could be out now. Shalom, it's a derech. Why can't you put a kli over it? Kenzan, why? Because the mice, if they never run after you, they won't have this heter tzeidah. Kenzan, mice comes out. L'alocha is very clear that all bal chai. If they're running after you, you're allowed to kill it. Not running after lefit tumoy is mutter. What's lefit tumoy mean? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya. The way how very clear the Mechaber goes is like Tosfos that even when it's lefit tumoy, but it looks like you're not doing it. Even if you have kavana 100%, you have kavana for it. But it looks like you have no kavana for it. Lamaish allowed to kill it. That means you see one of these anochosh on the floor. You allowed to step in it 100%. Lefit tumoy, no problem. Even if it's not running after you, and not a chashah meimis, no problem. It's mutter. Now that's what it says in Sif Yud. Now to understand, to apply it, is an obvious kash over here. We're saying, all Bal Chai, what's a locha? Tzeda is mutter, fitumoy is mutter, and running after you, allowed to kill it. A locha parish, what's a locha? Is a maisa, tzeda is also. Only with spitting, allowed to take it off. Tzeda is also. Why tzeda also? All Bal Chai, tzeda is mutter. By parish, tzeda is also. Why is it also? Parish between nochosh. Nochosh is maisa mutter, parish is also. What's going to be the parish and a nochosh? As I fact the Beis Yosef, Kesem Mishnah, now we'll have to define what nichel in a parish, what nichel in a nachash. Come on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he's quoting Be'ikah the Kesem Mishnah, and he wants to tell you that a case, and Betzim, this is really the Rebbein Tam's kash, the Beis Yosef brings down, Rebbein Tam said, Echonami, parish is mutter. Fine, we don't go like the Mordechai, the Rebbein Tam. Well, how do we answer it? Come on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he ties the chil between Hezek and Tzar. Nachash, when it bites you, of course, Hezek, you bed rush, the mice take out a piece of your skin. Cause hezek, a rat. Cause hezek to a person. have a parasha bites you. You feel pain. Very nice pain. But mitzah pain, we don't let the maaser tzedah. We won't let lefi tumay ariga. The chilmtin hezek and between tsar. Tsar the maaser's parish is also hezek the maaser nachush is mutter. That's how the grass goes from the Kesem Mishnah. The way how the Mishnah Berurah grows, koning be'ikah the Loshon Beis Yosef, a drop different. Beis Yosef's words are, the hanach mazikim, darkel ninshoich, the shicha oiketzes. These nachosh, they sting you, they hurt you, they're oiketzes, mash enkin a porish. The way the Mishnah Berurah is moisif, leket tsar kulehai. A porish is not too much tsar. They both have tsar. Porish has tsar, nachosh has tsar. Nachosh has a lot of tsar, it's a lot of pain, and a porish does not have too much pain. If by case of a parish, the mice will be osir, mashenkin, a nochosh should be mutter. That's his getter. Now, before we reply, just take one more thing. That means it comes out, these are two main mahalchim, they're really a couple of mahalchim, four or five mahalchim. But the two main mahalchim, the poskim are saying, a chilpshin nochosh and a parish. A nochosh is a chilpshin tsara hezek, the grass, from the Kesem Mishnah, his loshin, or the Mishnah Ruah from the Beis Yosef, a chilk ham much tsara, a lot of tsara, the mice will be mutter, seido. If it's not nicker, the derech of doing seidel, all if he too much, and the thing that does have too much tzara case of parish, the mice will be also. One more point before we get to the cases. The Gemara is saying over here that you want to kill a nochosh, you step on it, smash it, if he too much, the mice is mutter. How many malachas are we discussing over here? Are we discussing a malacha of ariga only, or even a case of seidel? Let's give the assumption that catching suitcases la mice is not seidel. Let's say suitcases like Aruch HaShabbos says it's poshedim, it's not seidel. Fine, let's say assume it's not seidel. When you smash it, now it's dead already. When you step on it, you take a bee and you smash the bee on Shabbos. Are you over? You did two things at one time until the Shomer, and also you did a mice at seidel? Or no, the mice, when you smashed it, I got something that's dead now. It's like a suitcase. I'm only over the issim inside the Rigor Shabbos. Shiloh, come along to Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh in a Rishon, some Kuf Tzadik Dali says, the Gemara is a kasho. On Kuf Kof Alpha Beis, according to Yehuda, some lochosh ain't sri chalagufa, you should be chayiv. Chayiv for what? It says in the first Malach, you know you should be chayiv for? Evi Erika at Seido, be chayiv in Tzad Seido. When you smash, when you kill, you be chayiv in Tzad Seido. Says Rav Yoh, Evi Erika at Malach at Seido. Second Malach, he says, be chayiv in Tzad Netilis Neshama. But he writes very clearly, Evi Erika can have a Maitz at Seido Shaboy. The Yashar brought down Aruch HaShabbos, says, Enechalami, you have Oiva Eset Seidah, he said, I'll bring you right from Kuf Zayinam HaBeis, and next to you're going to, Ashel Adog Min HaYam, take fish out of the water, the Gemara discussed in Mitzah and the Tilsu Shama, said Toysus Rashi, it's Oiva V'Nitzot. Director of Yashar, why Oiva V'Nitzot? Let's say it's even not Nitzot. Say it's the Oiva, it's a case of Seidah until the Shama, only Oiva Nitzot, Mitzah and the Tilsu Shama. Fine. No, so it's going to die. So far, the Aruch HaShabbos answers back to the Yashiv what you want. I think want to say. Fine, but my sense that's from the Yashiv's right. You want to tell you that the chayiv every week over the Eset Seidel. Abdai Schwartzman in the Kibbutz Nairoi in Lakewood, he wants to tell you how did every week Seidel. They bring down others. Max Eliyahu Afak says every week Seidel. Why not? The Maisi quoted every week Seidel. Atzal Shady, the Paris Seinel said I have a Taisus against that. Taisus of Kubchav Alvon Beis. He tainas the Mishnah's case is what taking a kli over a scorpion. Seidel. Come on, the Gemara discuss the whole Mice of Ariga. In fact, Taisus, why did the Mishnah say Tzedah and you're switching to Ariga? Come on, Taisus, know why? Because Ariga is more of a piersum. If you might think of a Yasser. If you held like to have Yah, you know why he switched? You have your two Malachas, even bigger of a Chiddush over here. Taisus is a bigger of a Chiddush, more of a piersum. That's how you say, you know why? Because when you do a killing it, you have a Ariga and Tzedah. So this is a Parasite, of course, Taisus is against Rav Yah. And therefore the Chodeshani writes, Avado, every time you kill Avado, no, it's a Tzedo. No Shaykhis. And therefore he says, every time you go hunting, people call it Tzayid. Hunting. That's not hunting. That's the Tzil Shama. Either Maisa might take a minute till it dies when you shoot a bow and arrow at it. Fine. But the Maisa, that's Maisa Tzil Shama. Don't do it Tzedo. Maisa, that will clue against what you're saying. You have to know to do the Gemara, Kav Zayin. Fine. And therefore, those who want to go to Chemzi Yisrael says that the Loshon HaZov, a sefer written in the 1600s, he also writes, Poshetim, Avada, every Tzedah, you're not over the Itzer of Ariga together. Well, Pasha sounds like the Machlok Yishoyne, Machlok Yishoyne, Machlok if every Ariga, you're also over the Itzer Tzedah. The Chaim said, Avada is not Tzedah, only Ariga. So Shaila had to look at some such a thing, you're over two things. Fine. With these Hakdoma, let's discuss basically three cases. To understand it, let's discuss a practical case of tzirun, wasps, a case of dvarim, a case of bees, let's say bees in the sukkah, and a case of mosquitoes. With these klolim, we're saying very simple, the loch is that for all bal chayim, that nichol negedev anochosh, that they hurt you, Seder is mutter, as long as you don't do the derech with a cup is mutter. Fitumai is even mutter to kill it. Runs after you, I'll kill it, mama straight. The bees, whatever, the things running after you, mice, I'll kill it. V'oid, when you kill, you get, maybe involved with two shells of Nitil Nisham and Seder. So first case, a case of Tsirin, case of a wasp. You have to understand, we're saying over here that a Purish Lamaisa Tseda is Osir, Nochosh Lamaisa Tseda is Mutter. There's a large gamut in between Nochosh and a Purish. The Purish can be asking one to another, where does Tsir fit in? Where's the wasp fit inside? Where's the Dvoro? Where's the bee fit inside? Where's the mosquito fit inside? Where is it? Is it a Purish and Lamaisa be Osir? Or is the case of Nochosh all Bachayim Lamaisa be Mutter? So the way the grass goes is very simple. The grass says, what's the Locha? He says, the Chil between a Purish and Nochosh, once Hezek, once Tsar. Fine, so that means that Nochosh and Hezek could be Mutter, and Parish, Maisa, Tsar would be Osir. What's a wasp? A wasp can hurt you a lot. Maisa hurts you, it's Tsar. Therefore, according to the grass, it should be Osir. And the grass writes, well, Nochorav writes, it's Tsir, he writes, is Osir. You'd say it is Osir. Ariga is Osir. Lishitosir. Because he writes, what is the Chilek? Tsar versus Hezek. It's only Tsar or wasp. And most people, we'll get to others. The Ben Ishchai also he goes with the same Mahalach, therefore he says it's Tzir L'mayhi Oyvin Isser. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman brought down the Shulchan Shlomo, he writes, Poshit, Tzir has no heter, it's Nichol Neged of a Parish. You cannot kill it, you cannot capture it, Poshitim is also. The Rosh Shabbos goes this way. Atzad HaSheni, Rosh Shlomo did not go this way. They come from different Svaras. One they say very nice is the grass. The Mishabur did not go this way. Mishabur said the Parish, Lekat Tzar Kulehai. And Havi and Maisa otherwise called Bal Chaim Mutter. The words of Machaber Kol Chai is Mutter. Except we have a casual Parish. A Parish that has a little bit of Tzar. It stings you a little bit. By case of a wasp, it hurts you a lot. Maisa, you have no Mar Mokim. According to the Mishnah, it should be Mutter. Why they want a Taina? Even according to the Svar, the grass kills you Hezek. That those want Taina, it really depends where it bites you. If it bites you, let's say, in the eye and the lip, it blows up your lip, blows up your eye. Mamas, you can't eat. It causes you Hezek. You can even need, those want Taina, kids on the Shabbat says, you can even need bed rest. If you bites you in certain places where it can really hurt you and cause you a lot of pain, your mamash can, you can mamash, Mr. Dave Yeshiva Chasr Shalom, it can happen. So therefore, maybe it's Nichon to get it, those are the Hezek, mamash a Hezek Gadol. Therefore, the numerous Paiskim, Roy Paiskim, want Taina, no, serious Nichon to get it, and Ochosh. Say the fee the Mishnah Brewer, say even the fee the Graz is for. Again, the Graz himself says it's also, but the one Taina piece for Shaboy, should be Mutter to do a case at Seder, of capturing it, or killing it, even the fee too much. Having a case when the guy is allergic, the kuliyam is mutter. Allergic is like case of an ochosh. All this is what I'm saying, even those who are machmeitzer, like the Archa Shabbat says, if you're allergic to it, a poshi allowed to cover it. Or they say the kids around, young kids, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, those kids, when they get bit by a wasp, it's very dangerous, and if you're hezek, suddenly they'll get to need bed rest, avadi allowed the nifli get of an ochosh, that's poshi. Only when it won't need bed rest, that's the lechor case of machloikis.
You're allowed to do it for them?
Lechor, yeah. It's in the kids' room, pashas, yeah. That's the case of a tzir. What about case of a dvaro? B. So, also, those who are machm by tzir are certainly machm by dvarim. Those who are mekel by a case of a tzir, what's the case of dvarim? Why dvarim is less tzir than a tzir? If you ever get bitten by, I've been bitten by both of them. Tzir lemaisa hurts a lot, and a dvarim lemaisa hurts. But I never got bitten by a parish, so I'm not sure what that is. But lemaisa also hurts. What gedder is a dvaro? So lemaisa b'chaim, Kanievsky says a dvaro about his ulcer. Rav Shabbos goes away with Shitasa, Rav Felder, and Meister Lakewood. He tells us that if you don't bother a bee, it won't bother you. So who is he to bother it? Meister, keep it away from you. And therefore, according to the Graz, Ben Ishchai, it's only Shitasa. Atzal Hasheni, for those who want Taina Vadet Smutter. First of all, again, it depends where the bee bites you. If it bites you in your lip or your eyes, Meister is dangerous. Meister causes a lot of tzar. And again, numerous form want Taina, Shabbos Bayis, or Lamites Malachas, or others of Nevensal, they want Taina Vadet, a bee is Mutter. A Vadet bee is Mutter. Machlokes are shakel among the svarim. So those who want taina, those who are mekel, you want to, let's say it's a bee in the sukkah on Shabbos, they want taina it's mutter. It's first of all, it's a wonder abundance of melachos shein tzirich legufoy. A second abundance in a mini nitzoid. It's machlokes are shakel. Maybe it's nichol geder melachosh, maybe nichol geder parish. But either want taina, you have to know which way the diak is. They had dvarim. No one discussed the dvarim. It's a nichol geder melachosh or parish. Those who want taina, it was left out of parish. Avad nichol geder melachosh. Those who want to say it's left out of melachosh. Avad nichol geder parish. You have to know where the diak comes from. Depends on the sugyo. Those I can hear both sides. What the deer is, my machlokes are poiskim. However, if it's allergic, avad you're allowed to kill a bee. Avad's not shiloh. Avad's nichol geder of nochosh. Only non-allergic or the kids around, maybe the avad will be mutter. But otherwise, young kids. Otherwise, in machlokes are poiskim. Those want to be mekel. Those want to be machmer. Machlokes are poiskim. Mekel yishmi lismoich. A machmer tavla bracha. However, a case of place everyone does agree is nichol negedav parsha is a mosquito. Mosquito will bite you unless you're allergic to it or really blows up your hand. Otherwise, a mosquito should be case of a parsha. And therefore, tzeita will be osir. Let's see, tumah will be osir. If it's about to bite you, unless you want to go like you would say, but it's about to bite you, who you'll have to take it off or shake it off, it won't be a problem. It should be mutter. That's mitzad Shabbos. They take one more case. And what about mitzad this Indian? What about killing it on yontif? What's shal mitzad yontif shabai? So they want taina when he kills something. There's a shal mitzad shchita until shushama on yontif shchita is mutter. Now let's go with the assumption that the machlokes are placed that killing something because you don't want it is that nifl geder mitoich. So let's go with the assumption that the placekim want taina the fact that you don't want it is nifl geder mitoich. Let's go with that assumption. So no ifter mitzad killing it. Mitzad Seidu, when you smash a bee on Yontif, Lamais is in Isser or not. So they bring down Mechitza Rabbeinu, bring down that Yaakov Kamnetsky says, on a fly on Yontif, he said, kill it. What's the problem? Mitzad Shchito, no problem, Mitoich. Seidu, so either you can tell there's no Seidu when you kill something, or you can tell that even it's Seidu, but only Gzeru Otom, Keter Mininitza, there's any Mininitzoid, and if possible, you want to kill it, no problem, even by a fly. Maisa Machzeliel is brought down, Abdo Schwartzman living down. They say you cannot kill it, but why can you kill it? Mitzad Seder Shavoy, because they hold every killing is a Seder also. Machlok is every killing is a Seder. That's Mitzad Zvov. Mitzad a Devoro, Mitzad a Bee, Lamaisa, can you kill it or not? So the Kovitz Nairoi from Lakewood brings down from Yashav Lamaisa a Bee, Lamaisa, you can kill. Now, he asked him Mitzad Yontav Shavoy, and the person who brought it down wants Taino, Yashav holds Mitzad Yontav, you're allowed to kill a Bee. Nearly, Yashav holds the problem Mitzad Seder Shavoy. So Chori means even on Shabbos you're allowed to kill a bee, because even a bee is nechol negedav anochosh. So you have to know why they actually make a bee. Can Daniel even on Shabbos is mutter? No right to bee. You hold on Shabbos is mutter, so only Yontav is mutter. On Yontav, if you hold that there is no tzeda, yeah, Chora. If you hold that had to be tami toich, yeah. More of a svara, certainly. Fine, that's mitzad again. So what you do in a sukkah, lemaisa, if you have bee inside a sukkah, machlokes a place can be allowed to take a cup and cover it. Those who want taino certainly can. It's minin shein nitzo. It's lachosh din rufoi, and va'oid is nichol get of nachosh. You can take a cup and cover it. Those who taino lemaisa, you can't do it. Why is nichol get to parish? What do I see in the sukkah? Some do, some don't. If you don't bother them, don't bother you. But lemaisa, the tendency of people is always to shoo it away, and therefore they want to argue against a felder. If a felder says don't shoo it away, that's a natural reaction of a person to shoot away from the food. They want taina, they'll come to bite you. So those who want to be mekel, those who want to be machmer. Killing it maybe has more of a sword to mekel on yontif and on Shabbos. Just two more cases. Is first of all, what to do, let's say you have a cockroach in your house. Just practically, can you put it on a piece of paper and pick it up and take it outside your house? Or you even it's a tzeder, not give a shkir achas. Any juke, any these things. The Pesukim say very clearly that the loch is that when you're picking it up, even though you can give a shriachas, but since you run around and it'll just run off right off the paper and fall down, the chor is not nichol maisa tzedo, and therefore mitzad, the end of tzedo la pick it up, mitzad the end of muksa is the graf shuri, or tzedo mitzad tzorot of a heter, and therefore picking it up is not nichol negedav tzedo. That's one way of taking out an ant from your house and putting it on a plate. Even if you want to say an ant, is a case not in is dinner upon them of not nichol heter omivinitzad. But even those who want to be machma, picking it up is not nichol negedav tzedo. Void, we mentioned last time a maisa with the isha that she had a rat in the house. She said either it's me or the rat. Now the question is, we have this het over here, mitzvah tsar, we make it on the case of an achosh. What is tsar? Let's say a person is so terrified and afraid, is that nichol negedav of tsar? So they say for Yeshurin and Chalik Tazar, and the guy with a shikol toyer, he wants to make a machloik, is going wants to make a lot of the army machmer. Well, the maestro was brought down Amikach Shvi, that he brings down the Mchan Kanievsky and the Sigrels both say, Tzar means physical tzar. Don't be moistened more than the Chazal says. That your emotional tzar, which is not taken into account, can't dine loy nos dvarchel ishurim, because what defines emotional tzar, how do you give it, get it to it, yesh lodin, we cannot make more than the Chazal say, and therefore, the fact that you're overwhelmed and bewildered by it, maybe you can chase it out of the house, lemaisa to set traps or to capture it, you won't have the heter. You might have a heter mitzad, the mitzad get of nachash called balchai, but lemaisa, if you go with the mishabu and simish nchochet, that they will not run after you, never, that you won't have a heter mitzad seder shabai, lechura, as far as I know, the mice do not run after you, they do not bite people, except for little kids. You have kids in the house, maybe you do have a heter. But otherwise, the grown ups, they never come after you. I live in a deer of a couple months with these guys, and they never bite you. So lemaisa, you won't have a heter to capture them, even though they're called balchai, lechura, the only thing to do is get out of your house to chase him out, otherwise one of the heter, even the woman in the house is very afraid of them. Fine. Mitzad the next sugya. we learn the Amun Gemara, but Ikka we learn Grazer next. A Gam is not really the Sugat among the Rishonim, Mashallah, Dagna, and Yam. There's no other real place to learn Grazers. So the Ikka Sugat is Dav Tzarek Dalad Amun Beis, the Mishnah over there. Please learn the Simon Shin Mem Sif Alf Sif Beis. Mitzad tomorrow, we're going to learn the Ikka Mitzad Vestis and what do you may vest.
It looked like some names. I don't know what it was.
What happens if somebody's wife's name is Devera? That was.